I was going through it the other day. I was going to do a whole thing about we who wrestle with God. You know, Israel. That's what that means. One who wrestles with God. And how many times I get in these wrestling matches with God over these things. And it's so frustrating. And yet, you know, when you wrestle with God, who's always going to win? He is every time eventually. Okay? Doesn't matter. He's going to win. But the great thing is, when he wins, we are not defeated. In fact, we're empowered. Okay? And that's exactly what's happening, what happened to me, what I hope is happening to you right now. I'm looking at this stuff going, I don't understand all this. Dale can mean you're making it stronger, or it can mean you're tying it up, or it can mean your luo can be you're setting something free or releasing it, or it can mean it's actually dissolving, it's falling apart. I don't understand, and I've been through this so many times, you have no idea. And I don't even know. I don't even know. But the other day, I was looking at the 19th verse. I've always looked at the 18th verse and 19th verse as being two different things. And it struck me, it's like this neon light went on with the word pollen, which is in every single text I look for. Pollen, it means again. That's all it means, again. Okay? Some of the texts don't use amen again, right there, but they all have pollen again. And suddenly I realized, do you realize, that was two realized in the same thing. When Jesus was talking to his guys, do you recognize the fact that sometimes he would be looking at them and realizing they didn't get it? Okay, when you're talking to somebody and you're telling them something, especially if it's important, and you realize they didn't get it, what do you do? Say that exactly, just like you just said it. Again. You try to explain it again, but you don't use the same words. Usually, when you're trying to explain it again, you put it in a different way, because the way you just did it, they didn't get, right? So you're trying to get it apart, but usually, like you may pick another example. I had never seen this before. Jesus looked at them and said, again, the things I'm laying out to you are true. But he put it a different way. He said, if two out from you, symphonel, harmonize together. You can hear the word symphony in there. Harmonize together. Peri, not just, I learned it touching. Peri is all around, surrounding, concerning. If two out from you shall harmonize together, complete agreement, playing together, concerning, surrounding, any pragma, any matter. Say any matter. What's that? As everything, right? Okay. Concerning any matter, it shall, genomai, become. It shall become. This is odd. It's para. I would think it would be like ek, like out from my father, right? But it doesn't. It says para, which is alongside. And I was trying to understand that too. And then I realized the whole context of everything we've been talking about ever since I quit talking about giving. Everything we're talking about has to do with heaven and heavens, right? And heaven is that place where God lives. It's out there. And heavens is all around us, right? So the heavens is all around us. Jesus did this. And if you notice how closely the 18th and 19th verse of the 18th chapter of Matthew, sorry, Lola, I said it backwards, are as opposed to or even with Matthew 6, 9 and 10 in quote, the prayer, right? He's saying almost the same thing. Only now he's not saying, just talk to God about it. He said, agree together about it. And it shall become alongside my Father in the heavens. He's right here with us right now. He is right here with us right now. And when we agree together concerning, surrounding, all about any pragma, any matter, it will get on my, it will become alongside my Father. Think about, he is existence. Everything exists with him. Without him, nothing exists. The Word of God, right? John chapter 1. All of this stuff comes together in these two places when you dig down into it. And then when you look to the next verse, you find him like sealing this thing. He said it one way. He said, whatever you bind or loose or bind or whatever. And he realized that maybe in their minds, they were going, well, which is it? Just like I've been doing for years. Which is it? Are we binding to make it stronger? Are we binding to keep it out of the way? Are we loosing to release it? Are we loosing to let it fall apart? Which are we doing? And he looked at them and said, again, what I'm saying to you is true. The words I'm laying out to you are true. These words are true. If any two out from you harmonize together concerning any matter, it shall become alongside my Father in the heavens, because the heavens are right here. The heavens are right here with you. That's how close heaven is to earth. The heavens and the earth, they coexist. You just see one and you can't see the other one, but it's right here. And then the next verse, he said, for where two or three are gathered together, assembled. Say assembled. Assembled.